Welcome to Walking Wisely. As you may know on this program, each week I interview a new guest who's willing to share their story and their personal testimony about their life and what they've learned to walk wisely with our Heavenly King, Jesus. 1 Peter 3:15 states this, "Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention, in adoration before Christ, and be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you are living the way you are." As Christians, Jesus commands us in Matthew 28:19 to go out and make disciples of all nations. And since faith comes by hearing, we here in Creston, through Grace Christian Radio, have been granted this amazing privilege to share our uniquely inspiring stories about how we have come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. With that said, I have to tell you that I was unable to find a new guest who is willing to share their story with us today. But I thought, before we get too deep into the archives, for this program, what a great opportunity for me to put myself in the guest hot seat today. So, for this program, I'll follow the questions outlined in the program, and I'll share with you my personal testimony. I'm Anne-Marie, your host and your guest today, and this is episode 3. So, before I begin, I want to ask you a question, as I like to do, and hope that you will contemplate this particular question well after you've heard my story. And the question is this: are you content? Now, you're likely thinking, how can anyone feel contentment when the world feels like we're all on this immense roller coaster that's about to go off the rails at any given moment? But in order to walk wisely, we must always look to God for the answers that He will help us to decipher even this seemingly convoluted question. And looking to God for answers today seems more essential than it has ever before as we sort through these confusing times that we're all living in right now. I love what Paul says about learning to be content in Philippians 4:12-13. He says this, "I have learned the secret to be content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living with plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." This longing and deep need for happiness and contentment is where I believe my testimony begins. I grew up in Alberta with my mom and 3 sisters, and my mother raised us to be a Catholic, but she allowed us to choose our own faith when we were old enough to do so. My mom worked long and hard hours to provide well enough for my sisters and I, but unfortunately, my story originated from a broken home. My dad abandoned my mother and left her to raise my sisters and I when I was just a year old. I still remember the time where we were living in a motel. I was young and I saw my mother on the phone and she was crying. In my young mind, I felt so conflicted that she was so sad. And at that time, many had looked down upon my mother for being divorced at a time when divorce was unheard of. So it was particularly challenging for my mom being single and having to raise 4 girls alone in the 70s. And since she had to work full time to provide for us, I was known as a latchkey kid because we often were left to fend for ourselves, which also often proved to be very chaotic. I still remember how neighbors would sit out on their front step and listen to the arguments that were going on within our condo unit. They said it was better than watching TV. So my family environment was the first real reality TV, where there were many unsettling times and also many unsettled disputes. This reality, I believe, was what imposed a deep sense of insecurity in me as I was growing up. But it wasn't until I moved out on my own in the early 20s when I felt so hopelessly insecure. It was a haunting feeling that I was all alone that had completely overwhelmed me. But then an in particular incident changed everything for me. At that time, I hadn't been attending church since I left home, and I'd recently lost my job. My car had a flat tire, which I couldn't afford to fix, and my rent was about due. Whitney Houston's song called "The Greatest Love of All" came on, and it was playing in the background. As I was listening intently, I remember falling to my knees and crying out to God, asking Him that I might sense this deep love, which only He can feel, that Whitney had just sung about. It seems like it might have been the very next day that an angel came to my door and helped me to change my flat tire. And while putting the spare tire into the trunk of my car, he asked me a life-altering question. He said, "Do you know Jesus as your Savior?" My brain seemed to stall for a moment with that question, and then I had to answer, "No, I guess I don't." It was then that angel person invited me to attend the Pentecostal church in the area, and that was the first time I've been to church in years. There was an altar call that Sunday, and I felt as though I was being pulled to the altar, where again I fell to my knees and completely surrendered the control of my life. I was then led to pray that sweet and simple prayer that I invited Jesus to live in my heart and be by my side forever. At that moment, I knew that contentment that the Apostle Paul spoke of, and I knew with all of my heart that I would never be alone again. Paul concluded his thoughts about feeling contentment in Philippians 4, 18 and 20, and he said this, "And now I have it all, and I keep getting more. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, and that His generosity exceedingly pours from Jesus, our God and our Father, that abounds in glory as it pours out into all of your eternity." I'm going to take a little break right now, and I'd like to share a song with you that spoke to me back then and still speaks to my heart today. It's a song by Clay Cross, and it's called "My Place Is With You."
Walked along 100 highways, some I wish I could forget, and I've burned a lot of bridges, there's not one that I regret. Cause every path I've taken, they all have led me to knowing my place. My place is with you. Had my promises forsaken, in too many empty words. I'm amazed and so astounded that I won't get what I deserve. Finally.
Welcome back. So, as the Christian, I know that God has never promised that our lives would be roses. And in fact, he told us in Scripture many times that there would be many twists and turns and plenty of ups and downs for all of us too. And while I was raising 5 kids, I found it a challenge to commit to spending regular time with God, because by that time, through all the twists and turns of my life, I had come to know that if I did not make time to be with God in his word, that I wouldn't have the same peace and contentment. So by regularly reading God's promises throughout the Bible, I was given this very clear and definite signpost that have helped me to stay anchored in this peace and contentment that I find only in reading God's word. When I first read the book of Matthew, in chapter 6 in particular, God clearly introduced himself to me. It was there that God gave me what I call my signature verse, which is Matthew 6:33, and which still is a constant reminder to help me stay on the path. The verse reads, "Seek God first, and he will look after all of your needs." But I want to read this other part of this beautiful chapter that might speak the same volume to those of you who are needing to feel contented today, and for those in particular who are feeling a lot of worry. Matthew 6:25-33 reads this, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, about your body or what you will wear. For in this life is it not more than about food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They don't reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not worth much more value than they? And why do you worry about clothes? See the flowers in the fields grow? They don't labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all of his splendor was not dressed as well as one of these. So, if that is how God clothes the grass in the fields, where he is here today and thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of so little faith? What shall you eat? What shall you drink? What shall you wear? For only pagans run after these things. For your heavenly Father knows you need them before you do. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day will have enough trouble of its own." So if you're one of those who needs to feel more contentment, like the Apostle Paul spoke about in Philippians 4:13, or you're feeling that you can't control yourself being worried about situations going on in our world today, then my wise advice for you would be to pick up your Bible and let God speak to you and offer you his comfort by reading his word for hope and restoration that you'll only find in reading the Bible. And for those of you who are saying, "I've never prayed the salvation prayer, that sweet and simple prayer to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior," then you can repeat this prayer after me and pray to ask Jesus into your heart just where you are. It's a prayer that goes like this. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I ask you for my forgiveness. I believe you have died for my sins. You rose from the dead, and I have turned from my sins and invite you to come into my heart. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. If you have said that simple prayer today, I recommend that you attend a church so that you can be amongst fellow believers who will offer you the love and support to encourage you along this path, walking with our Lord and Jesus. And I invite you to join us here at Grace Christian Fellowship. Everyone's so welcoming. We'd love to know that you made that commitment if you've prayed that prayer today. We certainly welcome you to join us here on Sundays. Tell someone, and we'll welcome you here as family. So I guess that concludes my story for today. I thank you so much for joining me as my guest. You're my guest, but I thank you for joining me today. And I am your host, Anne Marie. I hope you will join me again when I do hope to have a new guest next week. Until then, may God bless you as you walk wisely with God through this new week ahead.